My name is Jim Behoosh and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. Today, a bit more on cutting multiples. What I mean by cutting multiples is instead of cutting one piece, then installing that one piece, you cut a bunch of pieces at once, then install all those pieces. You can get what is basically a chainsaw attachment for circular saws. Put it on your saw, and you can stack 10 2x, enabling you to cut 10 rafters out at once. I've never had luck stacking lumber and cutting multiples in this sort of fashion. When I talk about cutting multiples, we're cutting one at a time. For example, 14 1x8s at 9 foot 10 3/8 inches. Each cut is individual. What we're eliminating is trips back and forth between cut station and install location. I often cut multiples that aren't the same measurement. If I'm, say, putting cedar shingles on the gable end of a house, once you get near the peak, you have short runs with angled cuts to match your trim at the ends of the runs. So for the last 6 courses, you have quite a few angled cuts at our triangular gable end. What you can do is, on the ground or wherever your cut station is, lay out and cut a course of shingles. Place it on a sheet of plywood with your gable peak drawn on. Cut each of your succeeding courses using the mock-up. This works really well with shingles, since it allows you to course and lap your shingles properly, and since shingles are forgiving in application. It also allows you to put a course you're likely going to apply from a ladder and cut them all on the ground and carry them all up at once. You don't want the shingles butted tight, so you have wiggle room. Once I've cut and laid out the gable, I'll mark the shingles either on the back or on the upper portion that succeeding rows will cover. Each single has its course number and its placement number from left to right. You can also cut multiples for something like installing 1x8 for interior walls. Houses often have knee walls rather than full walls on the second floor. This means that your gable ends angle inward from the knee wall. Get your angle set correctly for a nice tight fit. Cut and dry fit your first board. Once the first board is right, use it to lay out the succeeding cuts. I like to put my interior horizontal 1x8 up from top down. This means each succeeding cut will match the base, the tongue side, of the first board. The angle will continue outward. I keep my angle set and cut all angle ends first. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.